It's 11 o'clock at KOIN in Portland.
CBS News. An earthquake which hit central Peru on Thursday has taken a heavy toll. This is Doug Poling reporting on the radio network. The quake struck in Peru Thursday morning, and by evening, the casualty toll was going up. Frank Menitzes reports from Lima.
The Civil Defense Office confirmed significant damage was caused by the 2-minute 15-second earthquake centered about 100 miles south of the capital city of Lima and some 40 miles out in the Pacific Ocean. No monetary value was placed on the damage, but public buildings were included as well as private homes. Heaviest damage was said to be south of the capital city. The number of dead was placed at 44, while 806 persons were injured. The earthquake hit 5.6 on the Richter scale, causing great alarm throughout the country, which was preparing to celebrate later the same day the 6th anniversary of the military government in power. Frank Menitzes for CBS News, Lima, Peru.
I'll have more news after this message.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Sinus tablets. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean sign-off.
Exactly.
Headache pain is one thing. A sinus headache is something else. Sometimes your whole face can seem to throb with pain. You want relief. Take sign-off tablets. S-I-N-E-O-F-F. The sinus medicine that gives you a full dose of pure aspirin, plus a sinus drainer. Sign-off. The sinus medicine that helps relieve sinus pain while you drain. And sign-off doesn't stop there. Have you tried sign-off sinus spray, the fastest known form of sinus congestion relief? It works in seconds. That's sign-off sinus spray. When sinus flares up, use sign-off tablets and spray, only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sign-off.
Exactly.
Sign-off. The sinus medicine's in the bright red box.
Terrorists continue to hold hostages inside the Venezuelan consulate in the capital of the Dominican Republic. Bernard Goldberg reports from Santo Domingo.
The stalemate continues in Santo Domingo. The seventh night left-wing terrorists have held U.S. Information Service Director Barbara Hutchison and six others. The Dominican government has adopted a go-slow strategy in dealing with the guerrillas and has not responded to terrorist demands that they and an undisclosed number of so-called political prisoners be granted safe passage to Mexico. Sources say Dominican officials want to keep the guerrillas anxious and are in no hurry to counter any terrorist demands. Sources also said the Dominican government has no intention to initiate the use of force to free the hostages. Bernard Goldberg, CBS News, Santo Domingo.
Lawyers for former President Nixon have asked Judge John Sirica to excuse Mr. Nixon from appearing as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial. Mr. Nixon reportedly cited ill health and national security as reasons why he should not be forced to testify. Judge Sirica says he will not make a decision until after a jury is selected for the trial. Richard Nixon is to be released Friday from Long Beach Memorial Hospital in California, where he's been confined for 11 days for treatment of phlebitis. On Thursday, a Long Beach newspaper photographer said he was cussed out by Mr. Nixon as he spotted the former president in a wheelchair in the hospital. The photographer, Kent Henderson, said Mr. Nixon scowled at him in anger and swore at him before Mr. Nixon was wheeled away. Henderson said he was so stunned at the former president's language, he did not get a picture. The Senate, by a vote of 58 to 23, has asked President Ford to make public all of former President Nixon's Watergate-related tapes and documents. The non-binding resolution also asked the president to disclose the former president's role in the affair. Action is also expected Friday on a bill that would give the government custody of the Nixon tapes and documents and bar their destruction without congressional approval. President Ford Thursday night gave a dinner for 17 senators and 36 House members who are retiring this year. Now this.
Orthopedic technician 102.
Dr. Bostic.
American medicine is right at the top in technology, but what quality of health care does it deliver? I'm George Herman, CBS News, and on Saturday and Sunday, October 12th and 13th, I'll be the anchorman for the next big CBS Radio Network weekend special. This time our subject is the progress of American medicine. Outstanding medical authorities will be on hand with reports on the forward strides and the shortcomings in our overall healthcare picture. They'll bring you new developments on such subjects as the detection and treatment of curable cancers, medical research, and new technology. Vital questions will be raised and answers given on The Progress of American Medicine. 30 special broadcasts over the weekend of Saturday and Sunday, October the 12th and the 13th, on the CBS Radio Network. Americans who are wondering what their lawmakers are doing about inflation, take note. One member of Congress hoping a recent 10-cent increase in the price of a hamburger at the Senate cafeteria. Senator Hubert Humphrey of Minnesota issued a statement noting that a hamburger recently went up to 75 cents at the Senate eatery and only cost 65% over in the House cafeteria. Humphrey took note that this is a 25% increase. The senator made no suggestion about what might be done about the situation. Some observers see a parallel to congressional decisiveness on the nation's overall inflation problem. Doug Poling, CBS News.
An Aurora youth, 18-year-old Joseph A. Wilson, has been charged with the shooting deaths of two Aurora high school students. Today, the victims, 18-year-old Peter Zitto Jr. and 16-year-old Donald D. Burton, were found shot to death in a parking lot in the West Portland suburb of Oak Hills. In other local news in headline form, Oregon teachers in Scappoose are on strike in the first legal teacher strike in Oregon history. They walked out today in a dispute over working conditions. Oregon's collective bargaining law, passed by the last legislature, allows teachers and other public employees to strike. 1.5 million pounds of grass seed, valued at $650,000, went up in smoke today in a warehouse in the Willamette Valley town of Harrisburg. In other headline news, State Energy Director David Piper is predicting another home heating oil shortage for Oregon this winter. The Eugene Water and Electric Board is experimenting with garbage as a fuel in its steam generating plant. The EWEB says it's gotten good results and may one day use garbage as a prime power-producing fuel. A Multnomah County judge has ruled Oregon's law limiting campaign spending is constitutional, but the law requiring all political spending to be approved by the candidate is not. 97 Sports, Tom Costco's two free throws with 2:28 remaining in the second overtime period tonight gave the Washington Bullets a 129-127 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers in an NBA exhibition game heard earlier here on KOIN. Weather for Portland, Vancouver, partly cloudy tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, with lows in the mid-40s, locally near 40 degrees, highs in the mid to upper 60s, and north winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Rain chance less than 10% through tomorrow night. Currently in downtown Portland, 55 degrees at KOIN. The CBS Radio Mystery Theater is next.
Radio Mystery Theater presents Come In. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall, setting up shop as usual. And my stock in trade, as usual, is the unusual. I can offer you the unknown, the unexpected, and even the unearthly. It happens. Indeed, it happens to everyone. You find yourself in a strange city, and yet something inside you whispers, I have been here before. You see a strange face, but why is it so oddly familiar? They say history repeats itself. Therefore, we must repeat ourselves. If we are here now, then it follows we have been here before. And we shall be here again.
Come in, sir. Have a seat.
Thank you. You are Senor Barlow?
Yes, sir. Call me Pete. Now, I'd like to show
you... I must make sure that you are Peter Barlow.
You can ask my secretary. I'm Pete Barlow, sales manager for the development. And let me tell you, sir, this is a blue-chip investment. You'll double your money in 5 years.
I have not come here to buy land, Senor Barlow.
You haven't? Then why are you here?
I have come to collect a debt.
A debt?
That is correct, senor.
What do you claim I owe you?
You owe me your heart.
Our mystery drama, The Golden Blood of the Sun, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars John Forsythe and Rita Gamm. It is sponsored in part by Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule, and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Ladies and gentlemen, today our man in the street interview comes to you from Big City, USA. Excuse me, sir. What do you get high on?
I beg pardon?
You know, what do you turn on with?
Look, you're some kind of a cop. Well, it doesn't make any difference anyhow, because I don't use anything.
Then how do you get high?
Oh, I get high on a lot of things, like seeing my kids start to walk, or the first dandelions in the park, you know?
Anything else?
Yeah, getting tired gives me a high. If it's a tired, you know, from something I like bowling with the guys or taking a long bike ride. But, hey, would you believe polishing my car gives me a high? And it's even legal.
In other words, then you get a natural high.
Yeah, natural, that's it. Which, incidentally, doesn't mean that you're high all the time. It'd be unreasonable to expect to be high all the time, you know?
It's like getting high on life.
Sure, but you got to remember, getting high on life could be habit forming.
This mini-interview is brought to you nationwide by the New York State Drug Abuse Control Commission.
Tell me, Madame Xanadu, can you really tell me anything about my future?
If you concentrate and gaze with me into the crystal ball. Ah, yes, it is beginning to clear. I can almost see.
Oh, tell me what you see, Madame Xanadu.
I see that you are coming into some money.
I am?
Yes, and you will continue to receive even more.
Oh, how much money will I get, Madame Xanadu?
You will receive $4.20.
$4.20?
Yes, every payday, because you will lower the amount of federal income tax you now have withheld from your pay.
Oh, for heaven's sake, what else do you see in that ball?
I see you filling out a new W-4 form so that you can begin receiving your windfall.
This message presented on behalf of the Internal Revenue Service.
They look down upon us from the walls of the museums, from the ruins of temples, those men and women who came before us in time. And what do we see when we gaze back? What do their faces tell us? We cannot say, because we no longer dream the dreams, nor do we see the visions of our ancestors. True, the past is preserved for us in stone and in bronze and on canvas, but it is merely the outer shell of the past. Where is the soul, the spirit, the beating heart? Especially the beating heart.
Yeah. The forecast is for rain again this weekend. Well, don't ask me what we're going to do. I'm just giving you the facts. Hold it, Bob. My other phone. Yes, Millicent, what is it? Send him in. Bob, I'll call you back. Right now I have to talk with the golden boy himself. Sit down, Peter.
Mr. Valentine, let's have this out right now. I know you don't like me.
I don't dislike you, Peter.
I know I wasn't your choice for general sales manager.
That's true. Peter, we go by the record. The record shows sales are down. Way down since you took over.
Well, we're selling a Sun Country resort. We're selling glorious weather. We simply haven't had any of that lately. We've had rain for the past 8 weekends in a row. Now, is that my fault?
Probably.
What are you saying?
Cause and effect. Before you came, we hardly ever had rain. Since you arrived, we've had nothing but. You could very well be a jinx.
Now, do you mean to tell me that you believe...
Peter, you're not a bad guy. You're even a pretty good salesman, but you're in the wrong place.
Well, you've been trying to get rid of me since the day I arrived.
Peter, why do you insist on making this personal? You just aren't a Sun Country man. Go back home. You could do great in that ski development area in northern New England.
I can do great anywhere. I can sell anybody. I can sell anything. But I can't sell people if they don't show up. And they won't show up if it rains.
Exactly. Now, why suddenly does it rain here every weekend? The answer is you.
Mr. Valentine, you've stopped being funny.
I'm being scientific.
You have scientifically determined that I am the cause of the weekend rains?
Almost. But in all scientific investigations, a control is needed.
A control?
Exactly. We must establish what happens when you're not here. So take the weekend off.
What?
Go to Mexico City. Have a ball. The company will pick up the tab.
But the weekend is when I should be here selling.
Selling? To whom? Who comes in the rain? Now, this is Thursday, right?
Yes.
Suppose you go to Mexico City tomorrow morning, and we wind up having a beautiful sunny weekend here. Would that prove something?
My contract calls for me to be here every weekend.
Not if I send you to Mexico City on business.
What kind of business?
There's a Senor Mendoza who owns some property. We may buy it for a resort hotel. Go there. Look it over. Give me your opinion.
Well, I've never been to Mexico City.
Great. You'll have the time of your life. It's just over the mountains. Take the company plane.
I suppose I get there, and it rains here anyhow.
That's what we want to find out, isn't it?
My father, Senor Mendoza, sent me to meet you.
How do you do?
My name is Irina.
Mine is Peter.
Please come with me. I have the car. You'll be our guest.
Oh? I made a reservation at our hotel here.
No, my father insists.
Well, that's very kind of him.
You will be wined, you will be dined, entertained.
It won't be hard to take.
And you will probably decide to advise your company to buy these estates.
Well, what makes you so sure?
Because you will fall in love with it.
How do you know that?
Everyone does. And yet, I hope you will decide against buying it.
You do? Why?
This is the car.
Why do you hope I'll decide against buying it?
Music.
Love it.
Then let's have some.
And now, why do you hope I'll decide against buying it?
I happen to be in love with it.
That's a very good reason.
But we must sell it. We need the money.
Yes, well, money in the end becomes the best of all reasons.
Why do you keep staring at me?
Was I staring?
Yes.
Well, you're probably the prettiest girl in Mexico City.
You were staring as if you knew me.
How could I know you? I've never been here before.
What I don't understand is you look familiar to me, too. As if I knew you a long time ago.
Well, I'll tell you what that is. There are just so many basic facial types in the world. So a great many people are going to look alike.
I don't mean that. I have the feeling that I knew you once.
Hold my hand, dearest one. Don't be frightened.
Will they kill us, Gold Eagle?
No, they would have killed us during the raid. See, they're being kind to us.
Why? And where are they taking us?
They're taking us to their city, to Tenochtitlan. Tenochtitlan.
What are you saying?
Who? Oh, me? Nothing.
But you are. You keep on muttering. Tenochtitlan.
What?
Yes, Tenochtitlan.
Tenochtitlan? I can't even say it.
You mean you've never heard that name before?
Is it a name?
Yes, Tenochtitlan. It was the ancient Aztec name for Mexico City.
What is that again?
Tenochtitlan. But why should you keep repeating it over and over?
I have no idea. I guess it's just another one of those crazy things that seems to be happening to me ever since I came to this country.
Irina, Senor Barlow's plate is empty. Please help him to some more.
No, thank you, Senor Mendoza. No more of anything.
If we are going to show Senor Barlow the estate, we should. His time is valuable.
I can assure you, Senor, I'm in no hurry.
The story is told of the gods the ancient gods of this country, and the greatest god of all, the supreme god of the Aztecs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is nothing.
Such a beautiful, delicate coffee cup. I'm so sorry.
But this was its ordained fate.
I don't understand how I could have dropped it.
No one lives. Nothing lasts forever.
What did you say?
I said, if I can remember. If I can remember. Our lives, Gold Eagle, must reconcile the opposites, age and youth, good and evil. We are born only that we may die.
But not to die young.
You are willing to die young to defend your city against us? Will you die young for your god?
Tezcatlipoca is not my god. He is the god of the Aztec. He is your god.
He is the supreme god of all Mexico. He is the mighty, the immortal, the magnificent Tezcatlipoca. Come, come, Gold Eagle. If he needs a few drops of blood, whose blood is it? Yours? It was always his.
I will not accept Tezcatlipoca. I will not.
Another cup of coffee, Senor Barlow?
Senor Barlow? Father, is something wrong with him?
Tezcatlipoca. Tezcatlipoca.
Senor.
What is it? Yes.
Why do you keep saying Tezcatlipoca?
What am I saying?
Over and over again, Tezcatlipoca. What does that name mean to you?
Nothing. I don't know who or what it is. I never heard of it.
Tezcatlipoca is the supreme god of the Aztecs.
Really?
The god of the sun.
The sun?
Now, why should you, a perfect stranger in this country, keep saying the name of the ancient sun god? Have you ever studied the history of the ancient Mexican people?
No. Well, the truth is, I'm really not very much of a history student.
While you were saying this name, were you looking at anything?
I don't know what...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4...
Therefore,
huh?
You might
Got
have
it?
Been somewhere
Arthur?
Talking to someone.
No, wait. Wait, I seem to be aware of a golden glow.
Uh-huh. And?
And that's all.
Have you... I don't even know how to say this, but have you had any unusual thoughts about the sun lately?
The sun? It's odd that you should bring that up, but I've been accused...
Yes, you've been accused.
You know the resort that my company is developing in the valley?
Yes.
How often does it rain in that part of the world normally?
Well, a few sprinkles, perhaps, over the course of a year. Well,
there have been steady downpours for the past 8 weekends.
Oh, no. No, I find that impossible to believe.
My project manager holds me responsible.
For the rain?
Yes, the man said that I'm a jinx. He sent me here to prove that with me gone, there'll be sunshine back at the project.
Excuse me. Hello?
Mr. Peter Barlow, please.
One moment. Senor Barlow.
Thank you. Oh, hello?
Peter?
Yeah? Oh, yes, Mr. Valentine.
I thought you'd want to know. There's been a sudden shift in the weather. Not a cloud in sight. We've got a brilliant gold sun in a deep blue sky. How about that?
That indeed. You may say coincidence. Then I may ask, what is a coincidence? Mr. Webster says it's an accidental concurrence of unrelated events. Very good. But is there truly such a thing as an accident? Aren't all things, great and small in this world, somehow tied together? Not by accident, but by design. I shall return shortly with Act Two.
When you feel like having a cold Budweiser, do you automatically reach for a glass? Well, sure, Bud's a great beer any way you drink it. But without a glass,
You're really missing something. Now take that wonderful Budweiser head of foam, for instance. Those bubbles, tiny though they are, still amount to something pretty special at the top of your glass. Taste appeal and eye appeal. Two results of exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation. It takes a lot longer to brew Budweiser that way. But brewing beer right does make a difference that you can taste. That's why when you say Budweiser, you've really said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man. Just turned 18 and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life and be free and see. Where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I finished school, but what lies ahead? Don't want to get trapped, want to feel free instead. All over the
the new lady. You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000. That's 800-841-8000. Or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in a new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Like to be Peter Barlow, a bright young man selling land in a Mexican resort, and discover that somehow you had upset the sun. Well, superstition may be superstition, but evidence is evidence. When Peter is in the area, it rains. When he's absent, there's sunshine. You can count on it. You can predict it. You can even bet on it.
Yes, indeed, Peter. We're having beautiful weather. The crowds are pouring in.
But
I'm already squared it with New York. You've been transferred to the New England ski development.
You mean that the weather is sunny out at the development?
It's gorgeous. How's the weather in Mexico City?
It looks cloudy.
Frankly, Peter, I think you want to run our hotels in London. See you around.
Bye. Well, I don't know what to say. The weather has just turned great in the valley.
I'm sure it...
My dear, in this world, can we be sure of anything? I think we had better ride out to the estates.
It's a lovely country.
Yes. At one time, my family owned a great deal of it. Now we just have the estate near Cuernavaca. Have you ever been there?
No, I'm afraid I've never even heard of it.
You never heard of the famous Cuernavaca?
No.
Well, perhaps you knew it by its ancient name of Cuanahuac.
Well, what makes you think I would know that?
Well, you seem to have a knowledge of ancient Mexican names.
Well, I'm not aware of it. I don't know
think,
how...
Think. The name. Cuanahuac.
But I never...
Just think.
What are you trying to...
I'm trying to help you.
Help me? To do what?
I don't know. What is it that you feel you must do?
I don't feel I have to do anything.
That is not true.
Why do you say that?
Father.
Yes, my dear.
We'll be passing near the temple. Shall we stop?
Yes. It might be interesting for Senor Barlow.
Well, not much for sightseeing, but if it's interesting...
It does not look like very much right now, but the most dramatic of all the ceremonies took place right there.
Oh, what kind were they?
Human sacrifice.
Sounds barbaric.
In this temple, the high priest of Tezcatlipoca stood ready with a knife. The knife made of glass, black glass, and he would cut out the heart of the victim.
That's not barbaric.
Oh, there was no pain. Death was immediate.
But the whole idea
is... Your idea, perhaps. But it was a ritual of a people whose civilization is not to be despised.
There's the temple, Father.
Yes, yes, by the side of the lake. In the old days, they would arrive by boat. A very joyous procession.
That's the temple, that crumbling heap of stones?
It was never a splendid place. It was used just once during the year and for one purpose only. It was never taken care of. Hardly ever repaired. All that was needed was the stairway leading to a chamber at the top where an altar of stone and a priest with a knife of glass waited.
Gold Eagle.
Yes.
We have arrived. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Say goodbye now to Soft Cloud.
No, he must not go.
Children, children, this was agreed to.
Why must he die?
He will not die. He becomes part of the body and the spirit, the flesh and the blood of Tezcatlipoca.
No!
Are you a royal princess or a slave girl? You know your duty.
Don't go, Gold Eagle. Refuse.
Refuse?
Refuse?
They can't compel him.
Oh, yes. Yes, you may refuse, Gold Eagle, and spend the rest of your life as a slave.
But it will be life.
And you will spend every lifetime till eternity as a fugitive from the wrath of Tezcatlipoca.
You have no right to say anything. It is for him to decide.
He has already agreed. Gold Eagle.
His heart will be of no use to Tezcatlipoca if he is not freely given.
The sun is about to reach its highest point. You must decide, Gold Eagle. At this moment, we must know your decision.
Save yourself. Save yourself.
Speak.
I don't know. I don't know what to do.
You were interested in seeing the temple, Senor Barlow? Senor Barlow.
I don't know what to do.
Father? Father, what is wrong with
you? Senor Barlow, are you all right?
I don't know what to do.
It isn't the first time, Father. He seems to be off somewhere else and says things you just can't understand.
I don't know what to do,
Senor Barlow.
I must have dozed off.
No, Senor. You were having a nightmare, or was it a hallucination?
I'm afraid I don't
know. Senor, something has happened to you since you arrived in this country?
Yes, I'm sure something has.
Irina, we shall not visit the estate today. Turn back to the city. Senor Barlow must see a doctor.
A doctor? No.
Why not?
Because I'm all right.
Is that true, Senor? Are you really all right?
Nothing wrong. Pressure's normal. Pulse. Temperature. I've taken some blood tests, but I have no reason to suspect anything.
What is wrong with me, Doctor?
On the face of it, nothing. You seem to be excited.
Excited? That's not the half of it. My whole career is down the drain.
Oh, you're not even 30. How can you make a statement like that?
I stake my future in this development company. I was building toward the top, but now it's all over. I'm through here.
You seem to have an affinity for the old, that is, the pre-Columbian Mexico. And you can't account for it.
No, sir. No way.
When did it start?
When I arrived here a few months ago.
And you've heard voices?
Yes, sir.
What were the voices saying?
Well, I seem to have been an Indian, a Guanahuac Indian. Don't ask me what that means. Don't even ask me where I heard the word. At first, they were just voices. But each day, things become more and more clear.
How?
I see things.
Things?
Yes. A valley. A beautiful valley. There were lovely buildings. Tall temples. Babbling fountains. And everywhere, graceful, handsome people. And I see myself. Walking. with a man, an older man, my father.
Remember, my son, we are not warriors. We are singers. We are poets, painters, sculptors, craftsmen.
But the Aztec people, suppose they attack?
Then we shall fight as best we can.
Exactly, father. Therefore, shouldn't we teach our young men the arts of war?
Good, Eagle. If we do so, then we shall become a nation of warriors. And thus, we shall have lost our culture in any event.
But it seems unfair.
The Aztecs will not destroy us. They raid us on occasion only because they must.
They must?
Yes. To keep the sun in the sky, they must sacrifice to him. And the sun god, Tezcatlipoca, accepts only the purest hearts. There are not enough of these among the Aztec people, so they must come to us.
I still say we must fight them.
I agree. But the best way to fight one's enemy is to be better than he is, and more worthy and precious to the gods.
Father, I cannot doubt your wisdom, but...
Doubt, my son. Doubt any man, but not the gods.
I cannot submit to the Aztec calmly.
You must.
I must.
It was foreseen at your birth, my son, that you would become a true child of Tezcatlipoca. Your blood would be his.
Me? A sacrifice to Tezcatlipoca?
I must not say sacrifice. A better and truer word would be gift. Yes, my son.
I don't understand.
Peter.
No, I don't understand.
Peter?
Yes. Yes, what is it?
Where were you?
Where was I?
Yes. For at least a minute, your mind was somewhere else. Are you going to tell me you don't know?
Well, it's too fantastic. You wouldn't believe it.
Try me.
I was in Cuanahuac, the place I told you about.
Yes?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm everything a young prince should be. That's why my name is Gold Eagle. I soar above the crowd.
Well, it's a happy situation.
No, it isn't, because I'm fated to be captured by the Aztecs and sacrificed to the great god Tezcatlipoca.
At least that's a figment of your imagination.
How do I know so much about the mysterious past of a strange, unfamiliar country?
Well, there's a rational explanation.
Yes, what is it?
I don't know.
Well, then how can you say it?
The fact that I can't come up with an explanation right now doesn't mean that it doesn't exist, does it?
Doctor.
Yes?
Look outside your window. What do you see?
It's raining. Well, it's just... But that's impossible. We never get rain this time of year.
And I'll tell you something else. It'll rain for as long as I'm here. The sun god is angry.
Well, he gets in deeper and deeper, doesn't he? For a man who's never been in this part of the world before, he seems to know quite a bit about its past. But hold on. Who says he's never been here before? We only have his word for it. But how does he know? I'll return shortly with Act 3.
Now one of television's and motion pictures' most popular stars, speaking from Hollywood, on the set for Your United Way.
This is Greg Morris. I think the thing that impressed me the most is the fact that we are getting mileage out of the dollars that we contribute to United Way. People are receiving professional care through United Way, which is the most economical way to give. You see, when you combine all of these agencies into one campaign, more of the dollars that you give actually go to the people who really need the money. Now, that makes no difference who you are, what color your skin is, what country your father came from. It's for all people. In our town, United Way is there when you need them. None of us is immune to the problems of alcoholism, mental health, kids mixed up with dope, crippled babies. So give your fair share. Thanks to you, it's working the united way.
Who will cope with tomorrow for a brighter new day? There's one hope for tomorrow, the children of today.
Information, write Save the Children, Box 120, Grand Central Station, New York.
Suddenly, there are visions of a past, a splendid but barbaric past. Why should a young American, with no real interest in anything else except a career, and the normal things young men are concerned with, why should he suddenly see himself as a tragic Indian prince, a designated victim of an Aztec sacrifice? Why? Well, it's always easier to ask a question than to answer it, no?
I know myself, Doctor. I know that I'm not the kind of a person who gets delusions.
Actually, Mr. Barlow, you are.
Doctor, it's raining. I'm a very down-to-earth guy who knows...
People like you are the ones who crack up first.
What do you mean, crack up?
Crack up, break down, it all comes to the same thing.
But I'm perfectly...
Yes? Perfectly what? Now, come now, Mr. Barlow. What's this nonsense about being in disfavor with the sun god and thereby causing rain?
The fact is, I am in disfavor with the sun god.
Let's hear those facts.
Now, I know why. You see, the Aztecs did attack Cuanahuac. One night, when we were sleeping peacefully, they descended upon the city. I was taken prisoner.
What are you telling me?
I remember now. Prisoner. But I wasn't beaten. I wasn't tortured. I was treated like a prince. And I was taken to the high priest of the Aztecs.
Welcome, Gold Eagle.
You know my name.
Your name is known throughout Mexico. Will you give me your blessing?
What?
May I have your blessing?
My blessing? I'm your prisoner.
No, not a prisoner, Gold Eagle, but a guest. An honored guest. A divine guest.
Me?
Surely, Gold Eagle, you must know the prophecy. You are the earthly body of Tezcatlipoca.
No. Oh, no.
And this year you shall dwell among us to guide us, advise us, even rule us.
I don't understand.
Why not? You have his heart.
But I...
And at the end of the stated year, as it is commanded, you shall return his heart to him.
Holy One, you must listen. I am not worthy
of... You are modest, which is good.
But suppose I refuse?
How can you refuse? Why should you refuse? We only live because the mighty Sun God gives us his blood. Is it unreasonable to give him a few drops of ours in return?
But suppose I still refuse?
Then live your life, whatever shall be left of it. As a slave in the mines, shunned and despised.
Yes? Go on, Mr. Barlow.
In the end, I agreed. I agreed to live as a hero. I was adored by an entire nation. Well, what's the point? You don't believe a word of it.
Do you?
If it didn't happen... Where is it coming from?
As I say, there has to be a rational explanation.
Let me ask you something. This old religion, does it still exist?
I don't have any hard evidence one way or another. But,
But what?
No religion ever dies out completely, especially one that has such a powerful hold over so many people.
Then what you're saying is that there still could be some of this sun worship around here today.
A form of it, perhaps. Blended with the religions that came after it. Adapted to more modern times, of course.
And there could be priests of this religion who...
What?
Who could be working on my mind somehow.
Tell me how.
I don't know how. Hypnotism, this whole thing about transfer of thoughts, you know, ESP.
Oh, granted for the sake of argument, but how would they know about you? You, Peter Barlow.
I don't know. It seems to me that I came here for answers, not for questions. Thank you for picking me up, Irina.
My father wants you to come back to the house. He believes you should do nothing. Just rest.
I hate to impose.
Oh, it's nothing. It makes him very happy. But I will say something else.
Yes?
I will say you must not come back.
No?
No. Please, let me drive you to the airport.
The airport? But why?
You must get board a plane at once.
What is it, Irina?
Leave this country.
Why? Why do you say that?
Because I love you.
You what?
I love you.
But we only met yesterday.
No. I have always loved you.
Always? What do you mean by always?
My name is Soft Cloud.
Soft Cloud? How would you know the name?
I was given to you as a gift.
The gift?
That year of splendor. You could choose among all the princesses of Mexico for your consort. You chose me. You remember?
I'm going crazy.
None of this is a dream. Gold Eagle.
Gold Eagle? You even know that?
I have lived through it also. When the year ended, I couldn't bear to give you up. Give you up to the knife of black glass and the sacrifice, so I persuaded you to refuse.
I remember. I went into the mines.
And I went with you.
And it wasn't long before, for I was no longer handsome, and you were no longer beautiful.
I remember.
And I died very soon after. I was very young, I remember.
Yes.
What am I... You're saying I remember for? I don't remember any of it. This is just some funny fantasy running through my brain. That's it. It's a fantasy, a hallucination.
No, no.
My name is Peter. No, no.
Once again, I ask you to refuse the knife.
What knife?
The sharp, black knife of glass that will enable your heart to be offered to the sun god.
Who's going to do that?
The high priest of the Aztec.
But that stuff died out hundreds of years ago.
Let us go to the airport. Peter, please. This time there are no mines, no slaves. We can live happily, perhaps this time.
I tell you what we should do. We should turn around and take you back to the doctor.
If you stay here, you'll die. Come in. I'll turn on the light.
What's in here?
Look.
Well, it's...
It's the chamber of the high priest himself. See? Here are the ceremonial headdresses, the robes, the ornaments of gold, and there...
I see.
...is the knife, the sharp and pointed knife of black glass.
To whom do these things belong?
I told you, Peter, to the high priest.
You talk of him as if he's still alive.
Still alive and very much alive. He's my father.
Your father? I don't believe any of this.
Peter, if you stay here, you'll die.
I can protect myself.
You will die willingly.
Oh, no, never.
It will seem right. You will become anxious to die. Please, Peter.
Peter. Interesting place, no?
Yes, sir.
It is my private museum. As you can see, so many of the artifacts of a forgotten civilization.
Forgotten?
Well, let us say, past.
I...
I quite frankly don't know what's happened to me. Actually, since I came to this country, I'm not even sure who I am. Sometimes I...
How many people really know who they are?
Your daughter tells me that my life is in danger.
Danger?
Yes, that I'll die if I stay here. What do you say to that?
That depends on what you mean by die.
Look, I was sent here to examine an estate you have for sale. May I see it now?
Are you well enough?
I'm fine, just fine. Somehow I got mixed up with some superstitious nonsense, but I can shut that out of my mind. Let's go.
As you wish.
Now, as I understand it, the estate is well over 1,000 acres.
Yes.
It has a lake.
Yes.
And that means a golf course could be...
Irina, my dear.
Yes, Father.
Stop here, please.
Why, Father?
Why? Isn't it obvious?
Father, no.
Why did we stop?
Look. Over there. To your left.
It's the temple.
I still don't know why we stopped.
To complete your bargain with the sun god?
Bargain? What bargain?
To pay your debt?
You're crazy.
Or am I? Come. Put on this white robe, this pure white robe, and we shall mount these steps to the sacred chamber.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him, Gold Eagle.
Gold Eagle?
Yes, yes, my son. You are Gold Eagle, and she is Soft Cloud. And I am the High Priest. And the three of us have been here before, and all of us have played our roles before. Come! Follow me. I am waiting.
Don't go! Don't go!
This is what she must say to you. She represents the flesh, the present, the here, the now. She is the temptation of the world. She has been true to her mission. She has convinced you in the past so many times in the past.
What do you mean, so many times?
The first time, when I was the Aztec high priest, and you were the golden captive of the Quanahuac. There have been other times since then. Do you remember?
No.
Tezcatlipoca waits. He has given you his blood, his heart. He waits for you to... return. He waits through all your lifetime.
No!
Soft Cloud, Irina, I love you, but I'm tired of escaping. I want to go back.
No.
Back where I belong, back to Tezcatlipoca.
Come with me.
Come with me, my son. Put on your white robe.
Gold Eagle.
Remember the first time, Soft Cloud. We came by boat, and the people followed us along the shore. And they were singing and cheering. For me, Tezcatlipoca. For me, the sun god. I was to return to my place in the sky.
Peter, please.
See the clouds? I must return.
My son... let us walk up the steps together to the sacred chamber.
Do you have the knife of black glass?
It is in my robe.
I give it my blessing.
The sun is starting to break through the clouds.
Very soon now, I shall be back in the sky. Priest, let us go forward. Priest... I have had a strange vision. I dreamed I had refused to be sacrificed.
You? You, Gold Eagle? Impossible.
I dreamed I was born again. In the future.
Indeed. A dream?
The future is a place of many wonders. And I had believed that the sun god no longer ruled. And then one day... he called to me.
Have you ever doubted the sun god?
Never.
We are here, Gold Eagle.
Be quick, priest. Be quick.
no such person here.
Is this the home of Senor Mendoza?
Yes, I'm his daughter, Irina.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I sent him to see your father's estate.
I know nothing about that.
I called him there the day after he arrived. I spoke with him.
That's impossible, Senor. My father and I have been in Europe. We only returned home last evening.
But I made arrangements with Senor Mendoza for Mr. Barlow to see the estate.
I'm sorry, Senor. You must be mistaken.
Peter Barlow disappeared. He was never seen or even heard of again. And we really don't know what happened. Maybe the old religion survives. Or maybe Peter may have looked at Trina in a way that old man Mendoza didn't like. What's positive is the fact that this is a world of endless possibilities. The only sure thing is that I shall be back shortly.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold. The contract, the sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then ask yourself the contact question. 6 for 3 or 1. You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Type Pills.
Here's your cold, the contact.
6 or 3 or 1, take contact. Only as directed.
They were another people, those who lived in the past. They were powered by other drives, other forces. They were people of faith, people of vision. Everything they built was for the glory of their gods. They will be remembered for their magnificent temples and their enduring belief. And what shall we be remembered for? Our cast included John Forsythe, Rita Gamm, Arnold Moss, and Barry Kroger. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
What do you want?
I want things as they are right now.
I don't know what that means.
I want you to keep living in fear, filled with fright, worrying, wondering what I'm going to do about you.
That's all you want?
It's enough.
Why? What did I ever do to you?
What did you ever do to me? Oh, how dare you ask that?
I ask because I don't know.
You killed a man I loved.
The man you loved?
You killed Scott Partridge.
He didn't even know you were alive.
Does that matter? Can you live without the son? Does the son know you're alive?
You loved Scott?
Love? Oh, what a weak, fragile word. I adored him. I worshipped him. And you killed him.
This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Richard Nixon is supposed to go home from the hospital Friday, although it's claimed he'll be ill for another 3 months. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The former president is to leave Long Beach Memorial Hospital in California, where he's been under treatment for phlebitis for the past 11 days. But Dr. John Lundgren, who is treating Mr. Nixon, says it will be at least 3 months before he will be able to travel to Washington. Mr. Nixon's lawyers Thursday told Judge John Sirica their client will be too ill to appear as a witness in the Watergate cover-up trial. Sirica must now decide whether to compel the former president to testify. Apparently, Mr. Nixon's voice is in pretty good shape. On Thursday, he reportedly let loose with a string of 3- and 4-letter words as a Long Beach newspaper photographer tried to take his picture in the hospital. The photographer, Kent Henderson, later gave his version of what happened in the hospital.
The double swinging door is open, and the wheelchair is partially through the door, and I raised my camera. And just then, through the viewfinder, I saw the former president, and he saw me, and he wasn't too happy, especially from the look on his face. And then this utterance that he sent my way just sort of almost put me into shock. I forgot to press the button.
Anderson said Mr. Nixon used a strongly worded curse that included an insult to the man's parentage. More news in a moment.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinoff.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinoff tablets. Sinoff delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinoff helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinoff.
Exactly.
Sinoff, the sinus medicines in the bright red box.
A variety of assistance is available to the blind. Rehabilitation and library services can be had in every part of the nation. Cash payments for the needy and training in skills and techniques. You can help. For information, contact your local affiliate of the National Federation of the Blind or write me, Kenneth Jernigan, President, National Federation of the Blind, 218 Randolph Hotel Building, Des Moines, Iowa, 50309.
Italy was left with a caretaker government Thursday night when the country's prime minister bowed to political pressure and called it quits. George Armstrong reports from Rome.
Prime Minister Mariano Rubo resigned, plunging Italy into its 37th government crisis since the end of fascism. The collapse of the Rumor cabinet, which took office only last March, was provoked by the small Social Democrat Party, which had declared earlier this week that it could no longer do business with the other coalition partner, the left-wing socialist. The Social Democrats were reacting to fears shared by other Italian right-wing groups, and shared also by Washington, that the weakness of the present government could eventually lead to the communists being invited to join them as partners. George Armstrong for CBS News in Rome.
Rumor was asked by Italian President Giovanni Leone to stay on until new elections can be called. A woman employee taken hostage Thursday by a bank robber in Kentucky managed to escape from a motel room in Columbus, Ohio early Friday morning and called the police. Mrs. Dan Eisen, who is nearly 8 months pregnant, was taken hostage by a man who robbed the People's Bank in Sandy Hook, Kentucky. Apparently, she was taken to the Columbus Motel by the robber and an accomplice who was in the getaway car. Now this.
Frank L. Goffio, executive director of CARE, calls for help to save the lives of victims of drought in Africa.
After months of searing agony, millions of men, women, and children are still barely clinging to life in the drought-stricken countries of Africa. The magnitude of the catastrophe far outweighs the help available. Vast areas of crops and thousands of livestock have been wiped out. Famine has followed drought, and hundreds of thousands of families are hungry and sick. Everything possible must be done to keep these people alive. With your help, CARE is feeding millions of pounds of nutritious food, medicine, and other vital supplies, building or improving water systems and reservoirs to increase food production and provide drinkable water. This kind of help, extended right now, can make the difference between life and death for millions of desperate people whose ability to survive weakens with the passing of each day. Your contribution to CARE will save their lives.
Please send your dollars to CARE, African Drought Famine Fund, Department 2, New York, 10016.
Neiman Marcus, the Dallas department store, has unveiled its Christmas gift for the man who has everything. This year, they're offering a 12-foot square home on the range for mice. It's a plastic ranch that includes acrylic corrals and fences and silver-plated Roundup tweezers. It comes complete with miniature pastures, feed barn, watering tanks, feed bins, and a windmill. The mice are not included in the price, which is $3,500. Stanley Marcus described the store's offering as ideal for the man who wants to act out a childhood fantasy to be a rancher, or somebody who just wants to create a paradise for his pet mice. Neiman Marcus first started offering exotic Christmas gifts in 1955 when the late Edward R. Murrow Marcus. That's it.
The Idaho State Health and Welfare Department and owners of the Bunker Hill Company are negotiating a $7 to $10 million plan of action to correct pollution problems in the Kellogg, Idaho area. The work could take up to 5 years. Department Director James Back says he's met with Bunker Hill President James Alley to discuss proposals and counterproposals for pollution problems at the Bunker Hill facilities. The problems include sulfur dioxide emissions and lead zinc pollutants from the mine smelter. Back says studies have shown the smelter is a source of lead poisoning for children living in that area. The department proposals will be discussed at a meeting today, Friday, of the Executive Committee of Gulf Resources and Chemical Corporation, the parent company of Bunker Hill. Fire investigators say they have no clues to the cause of that fire that did $800,000 damage to the Normark Seed and Feed Company warehouse at Harrisburg Thursday. Fire units from Eugene, Springfield, Brownsville, Halsey, Junction City, Monroe, and the Lane Rural Fire Department fought that blaze for 4 hours. Destroyed in the fire was 750 tons of grass seed and 30 tons of wheat, along with three Burlington Northern freight cars. Firemen said the cause of the blaze is still under investigation. 6 men, including one from Salem, Oregon, were killed last Tuesday when that plane owned by Winship Air Service of Anchorage, Alaska, crashed while approaching Lupine Airport about 80 miles southeast of Prudhoe Bay. Alaska State Police report today, Friday, that the victims were identified as 50-year-old Raymond Green of Salem, 37-year-old Andy Wagners of Anchorage, the pilot, 31-year-old Kent Marcus of Anchorage, and 32-year-old R.L. Dovell of Anchorage, and 66-year-old R.H. Russell of Bakersfield, California, and 27-year-old George Ford of Anchorage. Some 1,700 students at 5 public schools in Scappoose remained at home Friday, as members of the Scappoose Association of Classroom Teachers remained on strike for the second day. Today's the second teacher's strike in Oregon's history going on today. A spokesman for the teachers group, Roy Dancer, says no talks between the Scappoose School Board and the association have yet been scheduled. The two sides had met 3 times during the last week with a mediator in an effort to avert that strike. Students at the district's 5 schools were sent home at 10 a.m. yesterday when only 4 of 97 teachers showed up for work. School officials said they hope to open the schools Monday using substitute teachers from the area. Dancer says, however, striking teachers are going to see that the schools won't open. The association has received promises from substitute teachers in Columbia and Washington counties they would not cross a teacher picket line. And an 18-year-old Aloha youth, Joseph Wilson, was arrested by Washington County Sheriff's officers Thursday afternoon and charged with the murder of 2 teenagers found earlier Thursday shot to death in a Beaverton parking lot. Sheriff's deputies say Wilson is charged with the shooting deaths of 18-year-old Peter Zito Jr. of Beaverton and 16-year-old Donald Dean Barton of Aloha. The weather for the Portland metropolitan area, partly sunny today and Saturday. High temperatures both days in the mid to upper 60s. Lows tonight near 45. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of measurable rainfall less than 10% through tonight. Currently, the downtown Portland temperature is 54 degrees. And that's KOIN AM/FM News at 12:09. This is Alan Archer.